Devin Almonte here. Welcome. This is Insight Out, where we learn to look at our faith from God's eyes and figure out how to live that out in our everyday. When we pass away, hopefully not for a very long time, right? But we probably thought about any inheritance we want to pass down to our kids or our grandkids. Even if you say, look, I've got $100 to my name right now, there is definitely no inheritance. Oh, but there is. This is where we're wrong. Each of us, as believers, we have the richest, the wealthiest spiritual inheritance we could ever imagine. And God keeps making deposits in us, and we just keep reaping the rewards of that spiritual wealth. But is it wasteful for us to not plan to take all of those deposits, all of that spiritual wealth built up in us, and pass it on to our kids? I think it is wasteful if we don't do that. Of course, God's behind this, but as parents and grandparents, just like we might pass on a financial inheritance, even if it's just $100 or something like that, we also plan and pour into them that incredible wealth that God pours into us. And it's through Christ that we have the ability to be able to do that. How awesome is that? That's the kind of security I want to pass on to my children. Ephesians 1:14. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession. Okay, well, if you heard something that you liked today, go ahead and share the episode, like the episode, all of that helps. Don't forget to connect with me on social. You can find me on Facebook at insightout.media. I also have a private Facebook group there where we can connect, offer prayer for one another, just do life together. Remember, we have a choice in where we find our peace. Let's choose wisely. And now let's go live Insight Out.